Shabbos, as we begin Be'ezus Hashem, a new series on the Middah of Shtika, the Middah of Silence. And as I think everybody will immediately understand, this is not an altogether new series. Having spent a few weeks looking at the Middah of Kaas, then we understand that the Middah of Shtika is very closely related and could be a huge stepping stone in dealing with the Middah of Kaas. Those who are able to employ the wonderful Middah of Shtika, of silence, will obviously be in a far better position to deal with the Middah of Kaas. And therefore, even though essentially this is a new series, but it will very much be a follow-on from the series that we have just, Be'ez Hashem, completed. So let us begin with a Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin, Daf Pei Tes Amud Aleph, tells us the following. We know that Avraham Avinu, in one place in the Torah, said, "V'anochi ofor ve'ether, I am but earth and ashes," which clearly is an expression of humility. And yet the Gemara says that even earth and ashes are worth something. It's not quite nothing. As opposed to Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKoyen, they said, "V'anachnu mo." What are we? We are nothing. That's a lower madriga still of Anova. And the Gemara then says that the world is miskayin, the world is sustained through Moshe and Aaron. Why? Because the world is toila eret al blimo. And blimo can be read as blimo. Those without anything. Who is that? That is Moshe and Aaron. Aaron and Moshe, who said, "V'anachnu mo," they clearly epitomize the middle of anova, humility, such that toila eret al blimo is a reference to Moshe and Aaron. The whole world is toila, is dependent, is hanging on blimo, which is a reference to Moshe and Aaron. But the Gemara then continues in the next line, and this is what's relevant to us, and we'll see in a minute that really both parts are relevant to us. Because the Gemara says, "Ein ha'olam miskayin," the world is sustained, "elo bishvil," in the zechus of those, "mishaboylein et atzmoy v'shaf meriba," somebody who is able to control himself and close his mouth, the shaft meriba, boiling, to halt, to stop, the shaft meriba, it is in his zechus that the world is sustained. And once again, the Gemara evokes the same expression, toila eret al blimo. Blimo is from the word boiling, which means to break, B-R-A-K-E, to stop, to halt. Somebody who is able at the time of Meriba not to respond, not to react, it is in his zechus that the world is miskayim. So it would seem from this Gemara that we have two different zechuyos. It is in the merit of number one, Moshe and Aaron, who epitomize the middle of humility, v'nachnu mo. That's Tola Eretz al Blimo. It is in their zechus that the world is sustained. The second zechus is in merit of those who are able to keep control and not respond at a time of argument and to keep their silence. It is in their zechus that the world is sustained, because Tola Eretz al Blimo. Tola Eretz al Blimo. It would appear, L'chayra, however, that actually these two parts are really not two independent zechuyos, much as it does seem that way. Because you'll remember when we discussed the Middah of Kaas, the very first time we ever looked at that Middah, we said that the Shayresh of the Middah of Kaas is in fact the Middah of Gaiva. When the Ani feels that it's been insulted, then that necessarily evokes the middle of kaas. And the bigger the ani, the bigger the insult. So therefore, if kaas is the shoyrish of the middle of gaiva, is the shoyrish of the middle of kaas, then we understand that these two zechuyos in the Gemara are in fact not two independent zechuyos, but rather they are very much one. If the Gemara tells us that Moshe and Aaron, they were the paradigms of Anova, such that they were able to say Vanachnu Mo, and it is in their zechus that the world is sustained. But then immediately afterwards the Gemara says the world is sustained from those who do not react in anger at a time of argument, then we understand that those in fact are two halves of one coin. The reason why a person would not react at a time of Meribah is precisely because he exudes the middos of Moshe and Aaron, meaning the middos of Anova. So these two interpretations of Toile Eretz al Brimo could very much be related, and in fact, two halves of one coin. Moshe and Aaron, and anybody who walks in their footsteps and has the middah of Anova, will necessarily be in a better position to be non-responsive at a time of Meribah. Somebody who is not Anova, somebody who is a Balgaiva, somebody who has a very over-inflated ani, he will find it very hard not to respond b'shas Meribah. When there is an argument, when there are insults being hurled around right and left, the bigger the ani, the bigger the challenge not to respond. So I think that the two halves of the Gemara are in fact very, very much related. The Gemara then continues, and the Gemara quotes the pasuk. It says, "Ha'omnam ilaim tzedek v'daveru." And the Gemara interprets the word "ha'omnam aleph mem nun mem" as being a reference to umnus. Omnam umnus. Umnus is a profession. The Gemara says, Ma umnoso isho odom bo'ilam hazeh. What is the profession? What is the task of a person in this world? It is yosim atzmoi ki'ilim. Yosim atzmoi ki'ilim. A person has to make himself like an ilim. An ilim is somebody who is mute, somebody who is unable to speak. That is our task. And the Mephoshim have explained the part of the Chirov, that if the Gemara calls this an umnus, just as any profession is not something that can be acquired overnight, it takes a lot of hard work and investment of energy and effort and time, so then clearly to be koined in the middle of ilim, to remain silent, is an umnus. And it takes a lot of energy. And therefore, this is really our project. Our project while studying the middle of Shtika, as we've just seen, in which the zechus of the oilam is miskayim, it's an umnus. It's a project. It is not something that one can merely take a decision, that's it. From now on, if ever I'm insulted, I will employ the middle of Shtika, I will remain silent. It's an umnus. It's an umnus. And as was said, I'm sure on a number of occasions, I remember hearing this moshel, very simple but profound moshel. I heard this moshel from my mashkiach in yeshiva, the Moshe Yosef Karnofsky Shlita. And he once said, and this is such an important moshel when dealing with Avodas Hashem and Avodas Amidos in particular. He said, imagine if one day you see that your ceiling is dripping. There's clearly a leak. So what do? You take a little plaster and you seal it up, and you're all very proud of yourself, what an expert plumber you are, it's not leaking anymore, until 5 minutes later you see that about a meter down the ceiling is now leaking there. So you stick another plaster. And then half an hour later you see it leaking elsewhere, and before you know it, your ceiling is full of plasters. He He said, if only you would have called in a professional who would have examined and worked out what is the shayrish of the leak. Don't deal with the symptoms, but deal with the source. Then you would have tackled the root of the problem such that the pipe wouldn't have leaked all over your ceiling. And such is true when we are taking on a project of Avodah Shel Midos. The real art, the real Avodah, when trying to improve our Midos, is indeed to work out what is the shayrish of the Midos. Not to so much work on the symptom, although that may indeed be a short-term solution, better than nothing. But the long-term solution is when we try and work out what is the shayrish, what is the source of this Midos. The Gemara tells us a famous Gemara. This is the Gemara in Shabbos. Hane'elovim, those who are insulted, ve'einon oilvim, and they do not insult the insulter back. Much as he might be tempted to do so, he receives the abuse, he receives the bizoyim, and he does not respond with abuse of his own. Now note, it does not say in the Gemara that he doesn't respond at all. It says, ve'einon oilvim, which means he does not respond with an insult of his own. It doesn't say, ve'einon medaber at all. But that is a madrega. And then it says, shoymin cherpotam. There are those who are able to listen to their cherpot, their embarrassment, the einon meshivin, and they do not respond at all. Not only do they not hurl an insult back at the source of the first one, but rather the einon meshivin. And then finally it says, oisim me'ahava, the smeichim b'yisurim. Not only do they not respond with an insult, not only do they not respond at all, they're actually proud and happy with the Yisurim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has sent their way. Says the Gemara, if somebody is able to do that, then they are the subject of the Pasuk, the Oyavov Ketzeis HaShemesh B'Gurosei, they are compared to the sun. I once heard, by the way, why is a person who is insulted and doesn't respond compared to the sun? Because the sun was also insulted. When the moon challenged him at the beginning of the Bria, Ein shnei malachim mishtamshim beketer echad. You cannot have two kings serving the same, wearing the same crown. That was an insult to the Shemesh, as if to reduce him in size, and we do not find at all that the Shemesh was in any way responsive. Either way, the Chofetz Chaim explains that this Gemara is clearly talking about three different madrigas. The lowest madriga, which itself, after all, is however a madriga, is somebody who is able, indeed, to respond, but not to respond with abuse, with an insult of his own. That's the first madriga. The second madriga is somebody who's on a higher level and is able to employ the middle of speaker. Not only does he not insult the insulter, in fact, the einon meshivim, he doesn't respond at all. The highest madriga is somebody who not only doesn't respond, but in fact is smeichin b'yisurim. He is actually happy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has sent him these yisurim. So all three are clearly madrigas. And even if a person does not really feel that at the moment he is able, realistically, to employ the middle, or at least to aspire to even, being on a level where smeichin b'yisurim, but we have to know there are two madrigas before that. Somebody who is able not to respond, to be shoseik, to be boilein piv b'shas meriva, that is a tremendous madriga. But you see from the Gemara, this is a tremendous chiluk to us, that even if somebody is not on that madriga, and he feels the urge to respond, but at least he does so calmly, the ain of oil him, he does not abuse, he does not insult the one who did exactly that to him, that's also a madriga. it may not be the highest madriga, but it's clearly a highly commendable madriga nonetheless. Says the Chofetz Chaim in conclusion, by quoting a Gemara in Brachos, the Gemara says there exists something called Yisurim Shel Ahava. Yisurim Shel Ahava are those infliction of pain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes sends our way, She'ein Bohen Bitul Torah, which don't necessarily bring about Bitul Torah. What this means is as follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can send Yisurim in all different forms and all different formats. If a person never, for example, loses his parnasa, that he's running around day and night trying to scrape a penny or two together, that yisurim that brings about bittul torah. The person has health issues, other issues. Says the Chofetz Chaim, but if we're dealing with yisurim of this particular nature, where the person has been insulted, he has been embarrassed, then one has to know that that is yisurim shel anafo. Because as painful as it might be, but at the end of the day, it will not bring about bittul torah. I remember, if I may just share with you a personal anecdote, 5 years ago, Kodesh Baruch Hu decided that our family should move here to Ramat Gimel. And as we joined our new shul, the beginning stages were not easy for us. And I think it would be safe to say that we were the subject of this ne'elovim that the Gemara describes, as any Rav will probably tell you. And I remember on one occasion, during a very difficult period for us, I spoke to my Rebbe Rav Davidovich. And Rav Davidovich at the time opened for me a sefer, Toimer Devoir, of the great Balei Machshava of Klal Yisrael, Rav Moshe Kordovira. And he showed me that it says there that if a person is zoicha, yes, zoicha, to yisurim of bizyoinos, of embarrassment, then that is the best bizyoinos, the best yisurim that you could possibly be zoicha to. And this is what the Gemara is describing to. It may not be easy, he said to me. Indeed, it's very insulting, might be upsetting, disappointing. But you should be happy that the yisurim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent your way are of this format, are of this nature. I just want to share with you, in conclusion, some of you may have heard this already, but I want to share with you a story about my very, very close friend, Yidid Nafshi, Rav Doron Beckerman, who you all know well from the Gros Shul. I spoke to him just this afternoon and I asked him permission to tell over this story because it's so mind-blowing that I think you'll see it's a tremendous chizuk. As you may well know, in my years in the Gros Shul, I used to learn the Chavrusa for several years with Rav Doron Beckerman, indeed a very close friend. Rav Doron himself became a rabbi of a shul about a year ago. And things were very, very difficult for him there, and he too was the subject of being ne'elovim. So much so, the situation got from bad to worse, and he left the shul about half a year ago, after a very, very, very difficult period in which he was definitely the subject of a lot of bizyoinos. Fast forward to a month ago, the tragedy in Miron on Leil Lag BaOmer. On the day after, on Friday, somebody tells me, did you hear? There's someone in Ramah Aleph called Beckerman, a bocher who was caught up in the tragedy there. So I immediately called my friend Rav Doron and I said, someone in your family, your son was there? He said, yes, he was. I said, what's his situation? And he said to me, well, he's just being transferred to Hadassah Ein Kerem Hospital, where he was going to be for Shabbos, but it looks like Baruch Hashem's situation is okay. And he himself spent the Shabbos with his son. I spoke to him again after Shabbos on Sunday and on Monday. He told me, Baruch Hashem, Nisim, Nisim, he's being released from hospital, he's coming home on Monday. Baruch Hashem. 3 days later, on the Thursday night, you might remember, we cancelled the parasha shift because there was an enormous kenes in Ramah Aleph, a kenes chizuk, following the tragedy in Miron. And the final speaker of the night, Rav Meilech Biederman, whom I'm sure you've all heard of, a phenomenal speaker, a Talmud Chacham, a very gifted orator. And he spoke extensively in that evening. It was Parashat Bahar. And in Parashat Bahar, the Torah writes, Lo yisoinu es amisecha. Do not inflict pain, Rashi says, Bo'inorat dvorim. The Torah is not talking about inflicting physical pain. The Torah is talking about inflicting verbal pain. And he brought many sources and Kedarkei BaKodesh, many stories to illustrate the severity of issuing bizyonos to others. And yet at the same time, he also mention many stories of how those who were the recipients of the bizyonos, what a tremendous zechus that is for them, to be ne'elovim ve'einam oyelvim, as we just mentioned. If inflicting verbal pain is very, very severe, as indeed it is, then to be the recipient and nonetheless not to respond is an enormous zechus. So much so, the story is almost difficult to repeat, but just as an example, he mentioned one of the great tzaddikim, tzaddikim Yisrael Olam in Yerushalayim, Rav Shlomkim Zvil, the Zvil Rebbe, who had a daughter who became very ill, a 6 or 7 year old daughter, and the Chevra Kadisha came to him and they examined the daughter and they said to the Rebbe, that's it, I'm afraid, she's on her way out. The Rebbe was unmoved. And he put on his coat and his hat and he ran to the marketplace and he said, I'm running to get this yoninus. And he found some crazy woman in the street who indeed started yelling at him, you think you're a rebbe, you think you're a tzaddik, you're a nothing. And she said this in front of many people, the kahal ve'edom. Highly embarrassing situation. And he came back, the rebbe, and he said, I suffered this yoninus. And by the time he came back, his daughter had already come around. She had already recovered. A few months later, the same thing happened. The Chevra Kadisha once again examined his daughter and said, she's in a very, very severe situation. It looks like she doesn't have much time to survive. But once again, the Rebbe donned his coat and he said, I'm out to go and find his Yonis. But on this occasion, try as he may, he couldn't find them. And he came back hugely disappointed, and he said, I was not the subject of the Zionis, and a few moments later his daughter passed away. This was just one of a number of stories that Rav Meilech Biederman spoke about, the tremendous zechus, as it were, of sometimes receiving the Zionis and yet not responding. Rav Meilech Biederman closed his drasha. Very dramatic and emotional moment. Kabbalas Oyel Malchus Shomayim, Shema Yisrael, thousands of people there, and with that, the kenes closed. I left the kenes, and the first person that I bumped into was my dear friend, Rav Doron Beckerman. And I said to Rav Doron, I said, Rav Doron, tell me, how's your son doing? He said, he's been home for a couple of days. He said, Baruch Hashem, he's fine. And then he told me the following. He said, I just today received a phone call from the paramedic in Miron who found my son. He tracked us down. And he said to me, said Rav Doron, the paramedic, he said, you didn't know then, but I'll tell you now. When we found your son on that tragic Thursday night, we found him unconscious with no heartbeat. And in those highly dramatic emotional, difficult moments. Can you imagine? The hardest of all decisions had to be made, who to deal with and who to leave. Milachaim or Milachobet. And there was a discussion between the paramedics, and we looked at your son and we were convinced that he left us. So somebody said, finish, leave him, and let's move on to the next one. And they approached him to cover him. And somebody noticed that your son had made a slight movement. And they realized that actually maybe there is some life force into him. They managed miraculously to see there was some minor movement. So they changed their decision. And they dragged him into an ambulance. And on the way to the hospital, before they even arrived, he already regained his consciousness. 3 days later, he was at home, back with his family. Rav Zoram said to me then, when I got this phone call today, as you can imagine, we were just blown away. And I thought to myself, he said, in what zechus will be zeicher to this? And he said, having heard the drosha for Amilach Biederman, I've just received my answer. Those 6 months of bizyonus that I had to endure, he says, I feel ultimately saved my son. We don't know Darakei Shomayim. We don't make the Cheshbayna Sherakadosh Baruch Hu. But I spoke to Abdaran again a couple of days later, and he says to me, oh, those bizyonus, the biggest gift I ever got. And he said, not only that, he said with a smile, I even got a paycheck for it every month. We should not be zeicher for bizyonus. We daven shaleh aleidei bizyon. But we need to know that when they come our way, and in the rough and tough ups and downs of life, they sometimes do come our way. To be boiling pid, the shas merivo, to be able to employ that midr of shtika, or at least not to respond in an insulting way, as the Chofetz Chaim explained, those are yisurim shel ahava. Those are the best yisurim that you could possibly get. Rav Zacherman is convinced that his son is alive today because of the months of bizyonus that he had to endure. So Be'ezrat Hashem, in the coming weeks, we'll examine this midah more in depth, and how we too can perhaps employ and become balei umnas of this midah of shtika, so that we will also be zeicher to what the Gemara describes, that those who are able to remain silent, it is a ner zechus, ein o'ilom niskayim. The world is sustained and remains in existence in the zechus of those who are able, with avodat hamidos, to be boilem piv b'shas merit.